welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely awesome day today. And how are you doing today, Ted?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely great. How's my signal sound to you?
Good. Got a good connection now.
Good, good, good. Yeah, I want to apologize, you guys. Yesterday, I hadn't got any sleep tonight before, and I was a little bit brain fried yesterday morning because I've been doing too much work, and so I wasn't at 100% because of a lack of sleep. So I'm pretty good today. So we're going to start on a few good stories today. I know a lot of you guys like David Icke. A lot of you guys don't like David Icke. Now, let me share something with you very quickly. I first read his books, 10, 15 years ago, and I agreed with about 20% of what he had to say. Now, he's not a Christian. I'm going to be very direct with everybody here listening. He's not a Christian. I agreed 15, 20%, and I read some more of his books, and I started agreeing with like 15 to 40% to 50%, and then all of a sudden, some of the other books, I started thinking, okay, this is pretty good stuff. I'm agreeing with 60 to 80%. Now, you've got to take the anti-Christian rhetoric out of it. Now, the majority of the time, he doesn't do that. But remember, his only exposure to Christianity has been the corrupt Catholic Church institution in Europe and in England with the Church of England. So he doesn't understand what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit and have as a personal relationship, a relationship with Jesus Christ. He doesn't get any of that. But he really is on point on a lot of the things that he says. And he really exposes a lot of the stuff that he exposes. He just has written articles that are just absolutely amazing. And some of his books, some of the chapters, I agree with 100%, especially when it comes to the health stuff. Now, in the last few weeks, I've been talking about the neural web they're trying to employ via 5G. I've gone into detail about the 5G wireless technology and smart dust. By the way, the real name for smart dust is neural nanorobotics. Neural nanorobotics. This is smart dust. This is how they get into your brain, into your body, attach itself to your central nervous system, and turn you into a read-write unit. In other words, they can read you and they can send information out from you. But what's interesting about this, this interesting video on Dave Icke that I've posted now on the website, it basically reminds us that it's not the older adults who are the target in this quest of Amazon Google and the people to enslave the population. It's the youngest generation who are growing up not knowing a life without a smartphone connected to the internet in the palm of their hands. As far as for me, I could care less about the internet. I use it as a tool because it allows me to do this podcast. It allows me to get real information. But as far as sitting there for hours and hours and hours and hours on days on Facebook, like a lot of people have become so addicted to, I don't do that. Also, I can hear you flipping pages, bud. I don't do all of the stuff on the internet that so many people do. I don't have Instagram or all the other different things. I don't do all that. Now, HealthBook has a Facebook page we post like a couple times a year, which is really kind of sad because we don't do much of that either because I've never found it necessary. But the younger children, on the other hand, they're addicted to Facebook. They're addicted to, to Instagram, maybe not Facebook as much because that's kind of old technology for them. But there are all kinds of other things that are coming out all of the time that they use, even Snapchat. Okay, that's why when I saw a tweet from Catherine Austin Fitz the other day about a study cited by her friend Toby Rogers, PhD, who tweeted, "As society's near 100% vaccination rates, harms become undetectable from the vaccines because everyone is harmed." Now, I'm going to go over this with you in detail right now. This is a Catherine Austin Fitz quote by Toby Rogers, PhD. "As society's near 100% vaccination rates, harms from the vaccinations become undetectable because everyone is harmed." In other words, 30, 40 years now, we've had all these children getting all of these vaccines. Pretty soon, everybody is harmed. The other day, I was talking to Harrison about his law school class. He says, "Dad," he goes, "everybody's like disassociated. They're like dysfunctional." He goes, "they don't know how to communicate." He says, "It's really weird." Well, I personally believe it's because this class that's right now in the law school program with him has basically all – they probably 99% of them are fully immunized. Autism has now become the new normal. Think about that for a second. From the damage from these vaccines and all the aluminum they're putting into these children, the economic and political collapse will soon follow because society is becoming dysfunctional. Dr. Rogers reminds us that the first autism prevalence – study was Treffert in 1970 showed an autism rate of less than 1 in 10,000 children. Listen to that, friends. 1 in 10,000 children 50 years ago had autism. The autism rate now in the U.S. is 1 in 36 kids. This is by Zablowski from 2017. This is a 27,000 277-fold increase in 50 years. Now, think what I'm saying. A 27,000% increase in autism in 50 years. Now, do you think these numbers are due to overdiagnosis, or is just the opposite, according to the one study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry Journal, which suggests that many of us are already on the autism spectrum because of vaccines? Now, listen to me, friends. Autism symptoms in seven areas: emotion recognition, theory of mind, cognitive flexibility, activity planning, inhibition, evoked responses, and brain volume. In each of the assessed areas, the measurable difference between the two groups had decreased over the past 50 years since this massive increase of autism has occurred in these immunizations. And if this trend holds, the objective difference between people with autism and the general population will disappear within 10 to 15 years. In other words, everybody will be on the autistic spectrum in some way or the other. Dr. Roger added that pharma has captured the political system, both political parties, all federal agencies, and most state public health departments work for big pharma. In their endless quest for profits, pharma is literally going to destroy Western civilization. Now, I'm going to quote that, and I'm going to paraphrase a few things to it. The Rothschild Rockefeller Industrial Pharmacological Corporation, Pharmakia, has captured the entire planet with drugs. Both political parties, all federal agencies, and most state public health departments work for the pharmaceutical, industrial, petrochemical, educational complex. And their endless quest for profits, pharma is literally going to destroy and has destroyed large portions of Western civilization. To this, Catherine Austin Fitz said, agreed, any possibility that this is not the plan is disappearing. Looks like they want humans who are Neuralink ready. No need to have anything in the brain. Artificial intelligence will provide. Just need to make sure that you've destroyed the divine spark and empathy. Gruesome. Now, I'm going to stop and add something to that. AI will provide a Neuralink for autistic children to allow them to be possessed. My opinion, maybe, I'm not sure about this, from all of the demons and all the other interdimensional entities that want to have a gateway into this planet. Now, guys, there's no other reason for this. You've got to want to tie everything into AI, and you've got to get rid of these reasoning skills with these autistic children. You've got to have a whole population. Dr. Stephanie Seneff says that by 2035, half, and she said at one time, all children, half children to all children will have autism. Now, no one's thinking through this, and this is exactly what I've told you guys about many times. The society has to collapse because there is nobody with a functioning brain. Everybody has to be tied into AI to make their brains function. Everybody. Which allows Lucifer at that point to become omnipresent, because he's not an omnipresent being, but he can be through smart dust, through these to neuro, you know, robotics. So what he wants to do is be able to do exactly what he did in Genesis chapter 6, to make every thought of every man evil all of the time. He's done it once. He's planning on doing it again. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon the return of the Son of Man. Now, it's even more nefarious than that. This group of Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferians, who basically run the entire educational system through their communist manifesto, and who also run the media in the United States and globally, they're doing everything they possibly can to bring in a state of communism, socialism, and basically destroy free enterprise. For some reason, they didn't get the memo that the Russian Federation, the USSR, which a lot of people don't even remember that, you guys are so young, about 30 years ago just disappeared. It just fell apart. And you see, you have to ask yourself a question. Why in the world did it fall apart? Because they proved after all of those years that it simply does not work. Now, we've got to look at what Antifa is. Let's look at Canadian Free Press. Who is Antifa, and what do you need to know? Antifa was founded in the Russian Revolution in the early parts of the 1900s. Then they were headquartered in Berlin from 1926 to 1923. The anti-fascistische, I can't even pronounce this. This is one of those 40-syllable German words. Anti-fascistische Akan, Antifa logo, can be seen predominantly on the front of the buildings in Germany in 1933. In 2005, the building was renamed the Left Party PDS, or Party of the Democratic Socialists, which merged under the Social Justice Electoral Alternative. Again, it's back here in 2005 in Germany. This abbreviated Antifa for anti-fascist, and it was an organization affiliated with the Communist Party of Germany all the way back to the early 1900s. And the post-war era of the historical organization inspired new groups and networks and a wider Antifa movement. Now, there's much confusion on what Antifa is. Let me make it very simple. It's the anti-fascist party, which was going against Germany in World War II. And that's because this is, if you read the book Mein Kampf, I've never been able to get all the way through it. The entire book is Hitler's ramblings about what communism is doing to the society and what he could do to correct all of this and who the communists are. In a communist society, all means of production would be owned and controlled by the state. Communism is theoretically classless and egalitarian. In reality, the ruling class always does very well. Hitler expelled the communists from Germany in the early 30s. This is when the Frankfurt School went to Columbia University. This is when they went to the United States and infiltrated our universities. Hitler basically was, you know, he wanted to get these guys out of Germany. Now, fascism and communism are not opposite ends of the spectrum. Rather, they are first cousins on the left. Both the secular socialists with power being absolute with no opposition tolerated, especially from God, no natural rights, only which they choose to dispense. This is an article from the Canadian Free Press. On Monday, a disenchanted former Antifa member was interviewed on Fox News. He was confused, as with many others. He called Antifa the real fascists. This is the old, he was an old Antifa member. No, they are not the fascists. Antifa was and is primarily a global communist movement using fascist tactics, breaking up meetings, rallies, destroying property, and clubbing people, and basically just hiring mercenaries, what they're doing. To Antifa, anyone that disagrees with them is not entitled to free speech. I mean, think about this for a second. You can't say anything that you're not supposed to say with Antifa. They'll be willing to get into a big fight with you. Here in California yesterday, in the United States, there was a giant fight at a doggone water park. I mean, like 40 people were beating each other half to death. One guy was left unconscious with his heart stopped all over a towel. I mean, are you joking? No, I'm not. We are at the brink right now. We are a bomb with a smoking fuse that's about to blow. We have to think through this. Many of you have lit firecrackers or M80s when you were younger, and you get one of these that you think's a dud, and you got this smoking fuse, and you look at it, and it quits smoking, and you're like, should I pick it up or should I not pick it up? Is it okay or is it going to blow? In the vast majority of the cases, it ain't okay, and a few seconds later, it blows. That's how close we are right now to a real civil war in this country, and this is what they're trying to do, because they don't want you or me or anybody to be able to speak the truth. The immediate goal of Antifa and the left is to create chaos with anarchy close behind. Always remember this. This is what they did in Russia. If a group is going to seize power or arrange a civil war, you need a reason. And that always points to a class of people, a faction, an enemy. Hitler did it with the Jews. They're doing it with the white people, guys. They hate whites. And the left is busy creating just that, an enemy they need to destroy in order to achieve their ends. In other words, you've got to get rid of the white people, the deplorables, the conservatives, all the people that are representative of the people who have built the United States of America have to be destroyed. This is what the intelligentsia, this is what happened to the intelligentsia in Russia. They would go in and they would kill the scientists and kill the doctors and do all of this stuff because these are the ones that had built Russia. They want to get rid of all of this. The immediate goal of Antifa and the left is to create chaos with anarchy close behind. The Antifa website, itsgoingdown.org, admits that Antifa members are either Marxist, Maoist, anarchist. They urge their followers to make the country ungovernable. Listen to me, people. They urge the country to make this country, the United States, ungovernable and participate in mass insurrection and violence march. If we did this as white people, if we did this, we would all be arrested. All of us. Many Democratic-controlled cities are close to anarchy now. San Francisco, Los Angeles are becoming unlivable. Dallas will not bother prosecuting theft unless it's over $750. Even the New York Times admits that Democrat-controlled cities are unlivable, and that's saying a lot. There is no strong fascist movement in America, but there is a strong communist presence due to the Frankfurt School. Why does the left ignore the communists, the Antifa folks? Why do they demand that prison populations be reduced? Why is the rule of law being assaulted? If violent demonstrations and mass shootings continue, the people will demand a very heavy-handed response from the government. That's why they're doing it. Especially gun confiscation, making the country ripe for takeover. Guys, think about all this, about all these staged mass shootings. Who is funding Antifa? We know who's funding Antifa. The Rothschild banking cartel, through their cutouts, Soros, and the rest of these clowns are funding this. They are a highly centralized group with very close affiliations to international banking cartels. We know that the Democratic Party and George Soros have been used to pay protest workers and protesters in the past. However, we have to realize that these protesters, if they're generic and they're not being paid mercenaries, are not motivated by money, but rather their hatred of America. Think about this, friends. They hate the United States of America. George Soros has an affiliation with Antifa through the group called the Alliance for Global Justice that supports refuse fascism and Antifa groups. Their goal is to drive out the Trump-Pence regime. This is all being done to control both sides of the narrative. There's no strong fascist movement in America, but there's a strong communist presence. We have to understand that's what's going on. And, you know, and guys, it's so important that we understand this together. It's so important that you look at what's going on and see how they're trying to do everything they possibly can to divide the United States of America. They don't want you listening to my show or Hagman's show or Hodge's show or Sheila's show. They don't want you reading, you know, the posts that Chuck Ball was putting out. These guys are controlling both sides of the narrative. Now they're coming out and they're saying that, you know, that the Cube movement is basically a giant conspiracy theory movement that's being caused, that's causing a lot of these shootings around the country. They're not telling you the Cube movement's legitimate. They're saying, hey, the Cube movement is causing all of this stuff to give the Cube movement legitimacy. Now listen to me for a second. Don't get upset with me. The Cube movement basically is a disinformation situation, I believe, brought to us by the secret intelligence, the SCIAs and the OSSs. Not the OSSs. It was the OSS. Now it's the CIA and the Mossad. The Cube movement is being used to basically brainwash us, to make us think that Donald Trump is the one who's in charge and that Donald Trump's going to fix everything, while we sit idly by, go to his conventions, stand up and cheer for him while he takes our guns away, while he destroys commerce. I mean, there are all kinds of things that he could do with China right now, not to destroy farming and soybean production, which I don't like, by the way, soybeans, but you have farmers that are dependent on that, and corn production, which I don't like, the GMO corn either. But there are all kinds of things that people could do other than what he's doing. He could give corporations huge incentives to bring their workforces back into the United States and the corporations back in the United States rather than starting an all-out trade war. And see, we've got Donald Trump is like a giant disruptor. He's coming in now based upon what he's being told to do. Remember, he's an actor. He's like a crisis actor we see in so many of these false flags that we have around the country. He's being told what to say and what to do. And everything that he says is being managed by algorithms or data points on a chart. And if it gets too far out to the right, too far out to the left, and the masses are saying, no, 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 we're not going to listen to this, it's too far out, suddenly Donald Trump retracts a statement, does a complete 180, and comes back to the center. You think, what the heck? What does a guy believe? He believes whatever he's told to say. And you think, well, it can't be that bad. We were all basically fooled by this clown. Or he basically been completely compromised. One of the two things. You know, and his association with organized crime, I mean, for the past 50 years, is so documented. I talked about it on yesterday's show, and I also posted it to the website. You've got to read the articles on how he's tied together with the Mossad, with the CIA, with MI6, and with organized crime leaders all around the country, all around the world. This guy is neck deep in basically the New World Order, and this is what these guys want. And they want to enslave the masses of the people here in the United States with opiates. They've already got tens of millions using opiates. They've got 70,000 dying every year. You think they care about those people? Do you think they care about you? Do you think they care about Sharon, my wife's brother, who died of a heroin overdose, or Joe Hagman, who died a few months ago? Do you think they care about any of these people? No. These are just ways to increase revenue. Remember, the Bible talks about these guys with pharmakia and how they're going to see their end together in the lake of fire. It talks about how they have been doing this and enslaving people with their drugs. And this is who these guys are. It's all tied together in a global crime syndicate that uses 1,000 square miles of poppy production in Afghanistan to produce trillions of dollars of heroin and other types of drugs, including fentanyl. And all of these drugs are being distributed into all of these countries all over the world. Why? To increase the profits of these unbelievably greedy petrochemical drug companies, basically run and managed and basically primarily owned through the bloodline families and the Rothschild banking cartels. This is what's going on. And they have been doing this for thousands of years and way before the Rothschilds. And we've talked about that in detail. This is basically a world that's being run by ancient Canaanite religions. and I've gone into detail on that. It's the only show that I've ever heard that has done that, gone into detail on the ancient Canaanite religions. I had that broadcast a few months ago. We've played it several times. You guys go back into the archives and you can find it. That's who's running the planet. And we have to understand that our battle is not against flesh and blood. But we've got to look at all of this stuff with autism, all of this stuff with Antifa, all of these powder kegs like that doggone water park with 40 people in a giant fist fight breaking chairs over each other's heads yesterday until one of them's comatose. I mean, what the heck's causing all of this stuff? Guys, I'm trying to get to the bottom of that water park fight and you can't even get any information on it. Guys, listen to me. It's important. Cooler heads must prevail on all of this stuff. We've got ourselves into a situation right now that's kind of gone sideways in the United States. And it's not kind of, it has gone really hardcore sideways. And we've got the group of people, basically like Otto Constant back in the 1920s, that are running both sides of the narrative. You've got to understand, like we talked about Rupert Murdoch the other day with Fox News. He owns Fox. He was, again, affiliated with all these gangsters and all these hoodlums. I mean, all of these people are cutouts by the Rothschild banking cartel. All of these people in these high-level positions basically are being controlled through the international banks. All of these people were funded by these guys, which gave them the ability to acquire massive amounts of wealth, if it's even in their name. We see now with Jeffrey Epstein, oh, he was worth billions. No, he wasn't. He was using other people's money from these intelligence agencies. Guys, it's so important to understand that we are basically being used like pawns in the game. And that's why I want to thank you guys. I prayed for you guys again today. Gosh, I pray God's protection over you every single day. I pray that he blesses you, that he keeps you, that he allows his face to shine upon you and grants you grace, mercy, peace, love, and prosperity, and just understanding of what's going on with this. We have to not get caught up in the right-left paradigm. When they're trying to give Q movement legitimacy by saying the FBI is now saying it's this big conspiracy theory group of people. Guys, it's not because Q's legitimate. It's because they want you to think Q's legitimate, so you shut up and you stop doing what you need to do to wake people up. That's the point of all of this, guys, is to control the groupthink. Austin, this has been an interesting part. I've been working on this since yesterday. What do you think about this, bud?
Well, really, really, really well said, Bud. That was detailed, and that's exactly what people need to hear right now. They need to hear the truth. And just to kind of add on to what you were talking about with the water park incident, I was looking at some stuff of that earlier today. There's also another article that went into detail with a site called the Android Police Story. And what that is, it's a website that's been detailing the 5G rollout in a lot of cities across the country. And there's a map that they just released recently. Okay, stay with me on this. There's a map that shows all the major cities in the United States that already have 5G or are getting 5G right now set up. Now, ironically, when you look at the map, it's all in the most heavily populated cities in the entire United States. They're putting in Austin, Dallas, Phoenix, San Diego, Los Angeles, San Jose, Sacramento, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Denver, Jacksonville, Orlando, Atlanta, Nashville, Memphis, Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis. It's all in the highest population cities in the entire United States. Now, why are they doing this? Exactly what Dad just said. A, you have to look at the United Nations 2030 agenda that has been released along with the United Nations 21 agenda, Agenda 21. When you look at the agenda that they've talked about for 2030, they discuss the fact, and they even show a map, that they want the major populated cities to not only become more populated, but they want all the rural areas to be completely and totally void of any human beings. They want to push everybody from the rural areas and drive them into mega cities, giant, smart cities that are based solely off 5G and eventually 6G. There's a reason why they're doing everything they can to build the infrastructure, the apartments, the high rises in all these really big popular areas right now. We're seeing this happen in Orlando. Orlando is becoming one of the most overly populated cities in the South United States. It's becoming horrific to the point now where I-4 pretty much gridlocks every single day going eastbound into Orlando. That's because not only did Orlando absorb over 100,000 Puerto Ricans in less than a year after the hurricane, but we're also having on average in the state of Florida almost 200,000 people a year migrate to this state from other cities and other states. So the population of Florida is growing rapidly. And it's not growing rapidly all over the state, however. It's growing in a very, very few key areas that the developers are pushing as aggressively as possible. And ironically, those areas are also the ones that are getting 5G. Now, going back to that, I talked into detail on 5G yesterday on what they're trying to do with it and what the aspect of it is. And we've talked about it repeatedly. Now, we have to do everything we can, especially in these small cities that we live in, to prevent this stuff from getting in here. Now, yesterday, or the brawl that took place on Sunday with all these individuals that basically got in this huge fight over a towel, and one person was left unconscious without a heartbeat, a horrible incident. Two families basically began arguing over a towel belonging to a member of the other family. It was really, really petty. They did say alcohol was involved. Now, one thing that they didn't address here is that this water park, which was called Raging Waters, a huge water park located in Sacramento, California, in this area, specifically in Sacramento as well, as documented by the Android police, is one of the areas that has been getting the infrastructure for 5G network towers all over Sacramento. Now, whether or not these 5G tower systems were actually active when this brawl started, I don't know. I can't prove that. I don't live out in Sacramento. I'd have to do a lot more research to actually figure out if the specific towers that were right beside that water park, which there are, though, if you look at it, there are, if they were actually active. One thing that Dad has talked about repeatedly, and this has been something that at first was very questionable to me when I first heard about this years ago, and then the more research I realized Dad was right, is the fact that 5G is and is documented as a warfare system used by the United States military, not just as an active denial system, which is what the active denial system uses, 5G, but also as a frequency modulator that can actually change your mood. This was reportedly used in the Middle East back in the mid-2000s when they were testing it on individuals. They would test it on insurgents in areas, and they would actually use some of these active denial systems and test the different frequencies. Certain frequencies would cause individuals to start convulsing wildly and puke and vomit and almost black out and surrender. Other ones would cause them basically to start shaking and defecate on themselves. Other ones would cause people to become just ragingly angry for no specific reason whatsoever. There was a film they did, and I recommend watching it and edit it if you have the opportunity to do so, is The Kingsman, the first one. The rest of them are horrible. The first one, though, specifically went into detail on free cell phones that were being given out by an individual played by Samuel L. Jackson. And these cell phones that they were giving out for free actually had a frequency modulator built into them, and they could turn them on at any point in time and start riots, fights, mobs, anarchy at the push of a button. They also had explosives in them that they could execute the individuals at any point in time, all with their free cell phones. Now, again, this is speculation, but is it possible that they're using 5G in certain areas now that's already operational to incite as much violence and use the frequency to get people as agitated and as angry and as aggressive as they physically can? Remember how we've seen in a couple of these malls over the past year where they've had these 400 and 500 person brawls in the middle of the mall? Is that related? I don't know. I know 5G has the ability to do so. Could they be completely organic and these individuals are just so angry, like Dad was talking about earlier, and it's just basically a powder keg waiting to get lit? Very well possible. It's very, very possible in the human psyche to go to that level. We've seen that throughout history. So again, though, you have to look at it. Why are we being told that 5G is so necessary, so important, so absolutely required for our civilization right now to have faster internet, which is the main thing that they tell us, the box that they stand on to tell us that we have to have this, that our internet's so much faster, yet they're refusing to do any long-term testing on it, and the research that has been done on it proves otherwise, that it is not safe at all under any circumstances, that it's actually quite dangerous, and the levels of radiation we're getting exposed to are well beyond what we should have, and that the FCC has intentionally suppressed a lot of the research and tried to raise the levels of radiation to comply with the regulations as far as on what they're saying should be allowed. 5G is being pushed over and over and over again in the mainstream media by AT&T, by Sprint, by T-Mobile, because this system is what is going to be, in my opinion, the fall of the human soul. And I know that sounds really, really dark, but you have to understand, if you can implement something and eventually implement something into a 6G network where you're going to have a neural link that Elon Musk has already bragged about so excitingly that he's going to start human trials on this in 2020, that they're going to be able to tie in people into computers through a Neuralink chip into your brain. Do you really think they're going to use that tool and allow you to just do whatever you want with it, to become super smart, to read really fast, to digest and then process information super quickly and become extremely educated, like they're trying to tell you that that's what it's going to be used for? Do you really think for a split second that the entities, the globalists, the bankers are going to allow this technology to be used to further increase your capacity for knowledge and become smarter and wiser and more adaptive? If people really are believing that, I say all the time, I got swamp property down here in Florida that I'd love to sell you if you want some. It's right nice smack dab in the middle of Ridgeland Park, right out by Rancho. Super great property, wet year round, sell it to you a real good price. This is the irony that we're seeing right now. The Neuralink system is going to do the exact opposite of what they're telling us. They're not going to allow us to read faster, learn quicker, adapt faster. They're going to use it to dumb us down and focus us into the direction that they want us to believe. They're having a hard time right now keeping people focused on the narrative, to the point that CNN is having to come out with brazen lies telling us that Antifa is there for our protection. Antifa is there to fight racism. If you don't agree with Antifa, then you are a fascist and you are a racist. This is what they're doing now because they literally cannot control the narrative anymore. They're going to full-blown lying rhetoric on national television to try to control the population's narrative. Once that narrative is completely and totally reduced to nothing, once the population starts to realize we've been told us a lie, the bankers are going to be in a big pickle, a real big one. They're not going to know how to control the population unless they can link everybody into a Neuralink system that's crossed with 5G and 6G, that they can produce any frequency they want. They can put any thought, any input, any idea, any perversive ideology and directly implement it into your brains. Now, a lot of people have said, Austin, this is crazy. It's off the wall. Why in the world would I agree to this? You're probably not. You probably aren't even something they care about implementing a Neuralink in. They know that there's no way possible they're going to be able to get me to physically submit to a Neuralink implant unless they detain me and drug me and basically put me in a room to do so. The problem with that is the ability and the spending of Neuralink systems and people that are going to be fighting it and trying to remove it and doing everything they can to prevent that Neuralink from working in their brain is a moot point. It's a waste. It's a complete and total frivolous endeavor. There's no reason to do so. So the only legitimate reason, the only legitimate way that these individuals can get this system to work and get people to comply is to get individuals to submit to it. Now, what people are going to be the easiest submitting to this type of technology? Children and young adults. The young generation Xers or Zers or whatever they want to call them, that think everything in society right now is based solely off the internet and based solely off their phone. And if they don't have their phone, they have a conniption fit. The individuals that have to sit on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter all day long, like Dad referred to. The kids that have to sit at the dinner table when they're 3 and 4 years old and play on an iPad the entire dinner time because they can't stand to have the option to sit there and have a conversation or discuss something with another human being. They have to be entertained by their electronic gadgets. Those individuals are going to be the ones that stand up and raise their hand and say, yes, pick me. I would love a Neuralink. I would love to be able to control my iPhone with 6G network and have it implanted into my brain. That would be so cool. And now we see the school systems aren't even allowing parents to give consent anymore to vaccines. They're vaccinating children without parental consent because the school systems now has taken on that role as parent. So best believe that these school systems, these indoctrination camps, will be the epicenter for implanting the Neuralink system in the very near future, even against the parents' will, because they will say, well, it's a requirement. If the child wants to stay in the school system, you're going to have to allow the Neuralink, because you guys understand, it's further protection. You'll have them chipped. It'll make them smarter. It'll make them stronger. It'll make them faster. It'll get rid of their ADD, guys. It'll get rid of their autism. It's going to fix them. It's going to make their life so much better. And parents, you're going to be able to control it as well. So you're going to be able to make them do what you want them to do. It's the perfect cell for a society that is basing themselves solely off the internet now. It is the perfect concept to control the entire population with a simple chip that will tie into the Internet of Things and in turn be able to make every thought of every man evil all the time. And of course, the deplorables, me, Dad, Hagman, all our supporters, all our listeners, all the individuals that will not comply with the mark of the beast, that will not go down without a fight, they're just going to try to do the best they can to wipe us out. And if they can't wipe us out, they're going to demonize us to a level that we've never seen before in modern history by saying that every white individual, every black or Hispanic individual that's a patriot, that is an American, that values Christian beliefs, that doesn't want to have this latest and greatest Neuralink, that says that vaccines are questionable, that says that we shouldn't have abortions, oh, and that, God forbid, doesn't want to turn in our semi-automatic rifles, these individuals, they serve no place in our society. You can't allow them to stay here. This is what they'll say about us. They'll say that they have to remove us from society because we are the domestic terrorists. We are the insurgents, because most of our listeners already know what's going to happen once they try to start confiscating guns or try forcing you to take a Neuralink implant. We already know what the next stand is, and we already know why the Constitution was written in the manner that it was written, and the Second Amendment was written in the way that it was written. Because it is the last step towards tyranny, the last preventative measure towards tyranny is the Second Amendment. And they know this. So the biggest thing that we have to ask ourselves is, how many of us are willing to resist this? Not just in our own lives, but willing to resist this in our children's lives. How many of us are willing to completely and totally give up what we have and remove it and remove ourselves from the general factions of society to resist a tyrannical, demonic regime? That's what we have to ask ourselves, because a lot of people talk big, but when it comes down to it and you actually have to do something and you actually have to step forward and engage, a lot of people don't want to do what they have to do, because America has been so sedated and so lazy from the fluoride and the pharmaceuticals and the vaccines and the GMOs that most people, in my opinion, don't have the resolve to do what they have to do. That's why it is crucial that everybody stay as healthy as you can, stay as clear-headed as you can, stay as strong as you can, stay as endurance-ridden as you can, and do everything you can that you know how to do to try to resist this at every angle. Because as far as I'm concerned, it says that essentially no person is going to be able to buy or sell without the mark. I'm not getting the mark, so that means I'm not going to be able to buy or sell, I guess. So that means that's going to put me in a pretty precarious situation, which means I'm going to have to be ready to handle things any way, shape, or form. I have to handle them, and that's why I always tell people, have food, have water, have guns, have ammunition, have silver, have a backup plan. Because guess what? They can't hang us all. They can do the best they can to try to stop the American population from being able to maintain its constitutional values, but they can't stop us all, meaning they're going to have a lot of individuals that are going to be turncoaters, and they're going to comply and submit to a new world order to save their own butts, to snitch on their family, to snitch on their friends, all in the essence of self-salvation, and they think they're doing it for a good cause. So it's very important you know who's around you, you know the groups are around you, and you have the physical and mental ability to do what you need to do, because this whole system that I just laid out and Dad just laid out, with the 5G, with the Neuralink, with the Common Core, with the school systems, with the 6G being implemented, all this stuff is upon us right now. This isn't, you know, 2050, 2080, 2100, you know, 2100, I should say, technology. This stuff is on us right now. There's a reason why that Android police put up this article and put up this map showing all the different major cities that are getting 5G or already have 5G in them right now. They are getting it implemented. They are getting it ready. And Elon Musk, along with his little cutouts, are getting ready to start Neuralink human trials at the beginning of 2020. This is why 2030, Agenda 2030, is going to come upon us like a blink of an eye. 2030, in my opinion, and a lot of other people's opinion, is the goal of the bankers and the globalists to have everything fully implemented at that point. A full surveillance state, a full social credit score, a full-blown Neuralink system with a 5G and or 6G system at that point, completely controlled, completely monitored with a fully disarmed population of the United States. And there's a reason why the globalist website Deagle says the United States population is going to be down to, what, 150 million people by 2025. They don't want to deal with people that aren't going to submit to a new world order, and that is where we have to step in and say we are not going to take it because we have the ability to do so, and if God is with us, if Jesus Christ, if God Almighty is with us, then who can be against us? And that is something that these globalists and these demonic bankers that are involved in all this, they absolutely hate the fact that we still have Jesus Christ and God Almighty on our side. We just have to try to maintain that as much as we can in this country and not lose it, because this country is going sideways real quick, and unless we continue to try to maintain what we have and our values and our morals and our biblical principles, God's going to turn his back on us. And at that point in time, we're going to be in a serious problem. So that's my stance on that, Dad.
You know, God's going to turn his back on the ungodly. But the people that are trying to be righteous and trying to do what he wants to do in his eyes, he's not going to turn his back. He's not going to turn his back on me or you or my our listeners that believe in God and believe in Jesus and who pray on a regular basis. He's not going to do that. He's going to deliver them and help them to get through all of this stuff. Now, does that mean all of us will survive? Absolutely not. That all the apostles survive? Absolutely not. You know, people continue to pass on and go to heaven to be with God, and they've been doing that for thousands of years now because of Jesus. But the reality is, God will allow us to persevere to prevail. He will allow us in the aggregate to do that. Now, personally, I believe that we can station angels around ourselves, and I station angels around you guys all the time. And we plead the blood of Christ over us, which you guys have heard me teach on that. That's an incredibly powerful teaching. And we can basically station angels, plead the blood, put a hedge of thorns around ourselves, do all of these things to protect our families. And I personally believe it's because of you, my listeners, and because of people like us who pray and lift up Jesus on a regular basis and basically ask to be led by the Holy Spirit, that God is showing the mercy that he's showing to this country right now. I believe that. And it's not because of Donald Trump. That's a joke. It's because of the prayers of the righteous, the people that are doing the best they possibly can, because we are all the righteousness of God through Christ. Because remember, when you accept Jesus Christ, he no longer sees your sin. He no longer sees your past. We become the righteousness of Christ, and that's what God sees. That's who we are as Christians, and we're incredibly powerful beings. And if all of us just together, like on this show, let's pray right now. Father, right now, we're going to pray in the aggregate, folks. Father, right now, I ask you to be with each of us and each of my listeners right now. I ask you to bless them, to allow your face to shine upon them, be gracious unto them, grant them grace, mercy, peace, love, prosperity, and mental clarity. Give them protection, Lord, from all of the stuff that we've talked about today. Thank you, Father, that we're covered by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for what you've done through all of that. Gosh, without that, we'd have had no hope, Lord. And you gave us hope, a future, a reason to believe and to be excited about the future. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. And Father, bless these people, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, listen to me. I pray all the time. I have people sending me prayer requests all the time. And every time I get a prayer request, I pray. Guys, I want to be there for you guys, and I want to pray for you and your family. I want to be part of it. Oh, and by the way, while I'm thinking about it, I'm overwhelmed with the support you've given the Health Masters as far as with the global servants and sponsoring these 22 girls, keeping them out of the sex trade business in Thailand. Thank you for that. You guys are amazing to me. But let me go back to what Austin was talking about, because I just kind of got overwhelmed for a second. Austin's talking about the New World Order and changing people's brains to allow them to accept a Neuralink, which allowed these Luciferian devils, demons, ETs, whatever you want to call them, to basically implant whatever they want to implant into your brain. You think you're going to be like the Matrix and you want to learn Kung Fu and you want to learn Jiu Jitsu and you want to learn how to fire guns and you want to learn how to fly a helicopter. That's not what they're going to download. They're going to download every manner of perversion, pornography, sickness, twisted mess that they can possibly put into your brain to control you, to make your thoughts evil all of the time. That's what they're going to download. It's not going to be like they're going to teach you Spanish or German in a foreign language in 30 seconds. They're going to teach you perversion. That's what they want to put into your brain. Everybody needs to read the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats. And General Stubblebine talks in that book about how they learn how to control people's actions based on frequency alone, on how they could put a certain wavelength into your brain to make you go to sleep, make you violently ill, make you basically give you cancer. They can do all that. This is technology from the 50s and the 60s and the 40s and the 30s. I mean, this is all MK Ultra mind control stuff. This was done 60 years ago, dialed in, tuned in. The breakaway civilization that we have now, from the viril maidens and from all of this inner connecting stuff that we have with these interdimensional entities that Hitler said a lot of their advanced weaponry came from, it's 500, 1,000 years in advance of where we think we are. We have literally a breakaway civilization that's capable of doing all of these things through neural dust. Who do you think developed neural dust? This is a Luciferian thing, guys. This isn't of God, all right? Lucifer cannot create life. He has no way of doing that. But he can take everything God did and twist it and mess it up and just mess with the DNA. Only God can create life. That's one of the reasons that, you know, Lucifer hates God so much, because God is God, and he can't do what God can do. But he can twist God's creation, which is what this great war in the cosmos has been all about, in which Lucifer has gone around, and I believe this, to as many planets that he can find and do as much damage as he possibly can, because that's what he does. He comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. And now, Austin, we are learning in the United States that we've been lied to about history. We've been lied to about World War II. We've been lied to about the Vietnam War. We've been lied to us about World War I. We've been lied to us about the Civil War. Abraham Lincoln was a tyrant. Read the book The South Was Right. Read the book by Topper Saucy, Rulers of Evil. Read the book, and most of these are all available online for free. Read the book Satan, the God, the Prince of This World by William Guy Carr, and The Pawns of the Game by William Guy Carr. Read those books. Read the book The Bad War, banned on Amazon. Guys, it was banned on Amazon. It was engineered. It was basically electronically book burned. Okay? It's called The Bad War. Read it and look at what happened to Germany. Germany was funded by the globalists. You got to remember this, guys. The doggone motors and the doggone jeeps and the vehicles that were running in Germany had Ford Motor Company stamped on them. The same Rothschild banking cartel that came against Germany, the same Rothschild banking cartel that went, that put Germany in power and put Hitler in power, all to create World War II, because they wanted to create Israel out of Palestine to basically force the rebuilding of the Third Temple. Whoops, there I said it. Now, if you just heard that one, you just heard a lot. Okay, all of this stuff was done and being manipulated. They didn't care about how many millions of people they wanted, because they want their Third Temple built and they want their Antichrist basically enshrined there. That's what's going on right now. It's all about bringing Lucifer in the flesh to rule over the planet. And Christian Zionists are so misled that they believe that by creating the tribulation and creating the second coming and creating this third temple and turning the Antichrist loose, that they get to go up in the heavenly grandstands to watch everything with great rapture. Guys, that they had to get the Christian church out of the mix. They had to find a way to get Christians effeminate. They had to find a way to basically castrate them, emasculate them, to stop them. And they did it through the Scofield Bible. Don't worry about a thing. You'll never see the rapture. You'll never see the tribulation. Before anything happens, we're going to go up in the first load, and we get to watch it from heaven. Who started that junk? That's right. It was the Sabbatine Kabbalist, Frankist, Luciferian, Rothschild banking cartel, you know, progeny of Lucifer, benign Nephilim, Druid, all the same group, same bloodlines, all the same people for thousands of years. Gosh, that's what's going on. Historians are making progress now, according to Paul Craig Roberts, in replacing the fake history of World War II with real history. I've got this article. There was a really good article on UNTS, and I posted it on the website. It's called Why Germany Invaded Poland. And it goes on to say, Paul Craig Roberts says, Germany was demonized in order to cover up the extraordinary war crimes of the British under Churchill, Halifax, and those of the Americans, and the contribution to the Versailles Treaty of World War II. The contribution Versailles Treaty to World War I, which called World War II to protect the reckless and criminal military takes along against the Germans. The Versailles Treaty had given Poland, remember, this Germany lost that land. Poland, enabled by the insane guarantee given by Chamberlain, the purpose was to give Britain an excuse to keep Germany down with another war. Wow, think about that for a second. This is Paul Craig Roberts saying that. Halifax, Churchill, and the British who favored war were too stupid to realize that America's liberal hero, President Franklin D. Roosevelt, also wanted Britain in the war with Germany in order to finish off the British Empire, which bankrupted England, by the way, and leave the U.S. as an undisputed world power whose dollar would become their world reserve currency. Remember, Roosevelt was also a communist put in place through the Rothschilds, put in place through the opium trade in China with his family's money. As you continue to read through this article, remember the hysterical anti-white propaganda conducted by the Democratic Party, the U.S. media, the universities, liberal progressive left. Keep in mind this passage from Germany's war. The Polish atrocities, listen to this, were organized mass murders caused by psychosis of political animosity. The hate-inspired urge to destroy everything in Germany was driven by the Polish press, radio, school, and government propaganda. Britain supported Poland to conduct inhuman atrocities against Germany and its German minority that were trapped behind German border, Polish borders due to the Versailles Treaty. Guys, you've got to look at history. Read The Bad War. And then ask yourself this question again. I've asked you this multiple times on this show. Germany and Russia signed a treaty. They were allies. They both invaded Poland together. However, England, who was basically in a treaty with Poland, only declared war on Germany, not on Russia. It was all set up. It was all orchestrated. All of it. We were played like William Guy Carson as pawns of the game. Like General Smedley Butler wrote the book, War's a Racket. It's all about increasing the revenue of the military-industrial complex. I mean, that's all this is, who is owned by the Rothschild Banking Cartel and all the subsidiaries. Guys, wow, what a show you guys got today. I mean, I'm going to have to go back and listen to this show again. I love you guys. I appreciate you. But remember, like Austin said, greater is he who is in us than he is in the world. God plus one is a majority. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Guys, we can resist this. We can continue to do what we need to do. Take care of our families. We continue to pray. Continue to do the things of the Lord. And do all the things we possibly can in a way that's going to be bringing honor and glory to God Almighty. Why? Because we're infused with the Holy Spirit. Guys, listen to me for a second. We have God's presence, the Holy Spirit, living inside of us. I mean, all things are possible to those who believe. God, I love you guys so much. You guys are absolutely awesome to me. Thank you so much for sharing the day with me every day. I'm going to go ahead and do the write-up. Austin, go ahead and take the rest of the show. I'm kind of losing it here, so I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. Also, too, another article as far as a health article that I really found interesting the other day now. Another study came out showing that exercise endows a wealth of benefits, obviously, as you guys know, from release of happiness to inducing natural hormones to be highly physically fit. New research is now showing it may provide a boost to the mind as well. University of Iowa researchers have found that a single bout of exercise improves cognitive function and working memory in older people. In experiments that included physical activity, brain scans, working memory tests, researchers also found that participants experienced the same cognitive benefits and improved memory from a single exercise session as they did from longer, regular exercise. Now, one thing it does go into detail in here is it says you have to continually have at least smaller bouts of exercise during the week to continue to go with this. But as I've told everybody before, this is what I've gotten more into now as I've gotten older. I don't do personal training for anybody anymore, but I primarily just try to stay in shape myself, raise kids, run a company, do everything in between. And, you know, when I was younger, especially when I was in bodybuilding, I'd always spend a lot of times in the gym, sometimes extended periods in the gym, you know, an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours. And a lot of times, you know, to that level of intensity and my level of weight, that may have been needed for what I was trying to accomplish. However, in most cases, especially as you get older and you're not worried about trying to be, you know, 230 pounds competing, you're wanting to be a healthy, natural, solid weight that really has good energy, good flexibility, good endurance. And this is where it comes in. Most workouts that I do now aren't longer than 20 to 30 minutes max. Occasionally they'll go a little bit over that, but majority of my workouts are 20 to 30 minutes. They're usually pretty intense. They're fast paced. Even when I'm doing and I'm going in maybe a heavy day or a heavy week, most of my heavy lifts are usually pretty quick. I don't do these long sits, you know, 3, 4, 5 minute rests. That's really unnecessary. Unless you're competing as a power lifter and you're actually doing that as a living and you're competing that style, then do what you got to do that works best for you. But if you're focused on trying to be in good shape, have good endurance, good cardio, good strength, good flexibility, you really want to train at least about 4 to 5 times a week, 3 to 5 times at minimum. You know, 3 times a week you can still get pretty good workout in. But really just high intensity, high strength, focused workout. Get in, get done, get out, get a meal in, get a protein shake in, get some fit food in, recover. And I mean, as I've told a lot of people before, always people a lot of times ask me, the best way I have found to increase vascularity and blood flow is the magnesium brain food, the HGH stimulate, and the muscle blast. I use all three of those in the same jug of water while I work out every single day. I've done so for about 1.5 years now. You mix about a scoop or two of the muscle blast, scoop or two of the magnesium and a scoop of the HGH stimulate and about 25-30 ounces of water with the Aquatrace, and I'll drink that throughout my entire workout. Usually by the end of my workout, I'm completely out of water. What that does is it loads your body with aminos, with magnesium, with arginine, with quercetin. Everything your body needs to grow and recover and sustain endurance, it gives your body. And a lot of people are shocked on when they run that formula, when I've made it for them before and let them work out with me, how they continually have endurance through the workout with zero stimulants and zero caffeine. I don't use any stimulants. I don't use any caffeine anymore, not after the pericarditis at all, zero. So I have to have something that's going to give me natural endurance without any stimulants, and that's exactly what I use. And again, research showing here from Iowa that just doing a little bit of exercise every single week can have a really key, healthy role on your cognitive memory and functioning. So be sure to exercise, stay in shape, even if you're just working out at home. I've told you guys before, you know, get a pull-up bar, do some sit-ups, do some bodyweight squats. You don't have to make it complicated. You can actually make it fun, and you can knock it out in 10 or 15 minutes, especially if it's your house. So if you guys need anything, be sure to check out the website, healthmasters.com. We got the Hagman Healthy Blood Sugar Protocol back on sale on the website right now, and also the D3 10,000 K2s on sale. Last day is product of the week for 15% off. The vitamin C looks like it's winning by a landslide, so it's probably going to be on sale tomorrow, so be sure to check that out as well at healthmasters.com. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the emails. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.